As cases of whooping cough increase in Canada, Island Health encourages everyone to stay up to date with their vaccinations. Vaccination is a simple, safe, and effective way to protect yourself and your family from many preventable and potentially serious diseases, one of which, whooping cough, is currently circulating in the region, said Island Health in a news release. 17 people have contracted the illness on the island since August, according to the regional health body. Caused by pertussis bacteria, whooping cough is a respiratory infection, which can result in sneezing, a mild fever, a runny nose and a mild cough. Though symptoms resemble those of a common cold, the cough can last for weeks. Some people may vomit after coughing episodes or feel exhausted after coughing but seem quite well otherwise, said Island Health in the same news release. Serious complications are rare in adults, however, small children, and especially infants under 1 year old, are at increased risk. In rare cases, pertussis can lead to pneumonia, seizures, and even death. Island Health recommends vaccination for infants, with a booster dose before kindergarten and another in grade 9. It also advises adults get the Tdap vaccine, which protects against whooping cough, diphtheria, and tetanus. Pregnant women should also get vaccinated, according to the regional health body, ideally between 27 and 32 weeks. For information immunizations, visit www.islandhealth.ca/immunizations.